Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalad, 6-4. Here we say if a person makes a neder against dagim she'eni toem. I'm not going to even taste dagim. Now, dag is singular for fish, dagim plural for fish. The way the Bar Tanura learns, the difference between the two things is that a dag singular are referring to the type of fish that are sold one at a time, like a trout or a salmon, whereas dagim, the plural, refers to the type of fish which are sold like in a number of them always together, like say like anchovies or sardines. No one buys one sardine. Okay, so the point is, if you use that expression, he's coming to include all types of fish, and therefore the Mishnah says, Asur behen, he is forbidden from eating fish, bein gadolim, bein katanim, whether big fish or little fish, bein maluchin, bein tefelin, whether they're salted, preserved fish, or they're not salted, salted fish, bein chayin, bein mevushalin, whether we're talking about raw fish, you know, like a good old sashimi, or mevushalim, boiled fish, it's all included. But the expression dag and dagim, or dag dagim, fish, doesn't include, it means fish, like recognizable as fish. But therefore, mutter betaris trufa, he's allowed to eat this like kind of particular type of fish that's sort of chopped up into like, kind of like fish hash, it's called, like, you know, mashed, minced fish that you make kind of like a fish cake out of or something like that, I guess, if you cook it. That's not referred to as a dag, that's something else, like fish pastes, you know, something like that, or fish hash. Uva tzir, and also tzir. Tzir is brine. That is when you salt fish, so the salt leaks out some of the liquid. So the liquid that comes out when you salt a fish is called tzir, it's brine. And the point is, when a person says, I'm not going to eat fish, he doesn't mean to restrict himself from eating or drinking fish brine, only the fish itself. On the other hand, as the Mishnah goes on to say, hanoder min hatzachana, if a person makes a neder against like fish that's sort of hashed up, that's ground up, fish mince, so then asar bataris trufa, not only does he not allow, he's now not allowed to eat this taris trufa, this, like, you know, minced, mashed fish. Taris is very possibly a specific kind of fish, maybe not. Trufa means like a trefa, means like, you know, torn up, like a baits a trufa is like a scrambled egg. So taris trufa is like kind of like minced, mashed fish. So that's what's included in tzachana, fish hash. Umutar betzir uvamurias, but it doesn't, the word tzachana, fish mash, hash, wouldn't come to include tzir, that's the brine, and murias. Murias is also when you salt the fish, like kind of like a gelatinous, like the oils come out also. So the thick fat oil stuff, fish juice, slime, that's called murias. And they use it again as like a dip, kind of like mayonnaise or something like that, a condiment. So the point is, when a person says he won't eat tzachana, even though tzachana, like, it's mashed all up, it didn't mean to include the murias or the tzir, the fish juice, the fish brine, so that becomes mutter. But if a person says hanoder me taris trufa, if he says specifically like a ground up fish, that expression would also come to include even tzir and murias. Therefore, he's aser betzir v'murias, because that expression fish blend fix fish mush, I don't know how to translate it in English, that include the stuff that comes out of the fish, like tzir, the brine, and the murias, the oils that exude. Again, I'll fess up right now, in English doesn't translate well what I said. I can't help it. The point is, again, the connotation of this word. So again, the Mishnah's point is, tzachana wouldn't connote tzir, whereas taris trufa would connote tzir, and suggest that a normal person, when he says, I won't eat taris trufa, he meant not just mushed up fish, but also the juice that come out from it. And that's what he would meant. And since a normal person would mean that, says the Mishnah, in its time and its place, in that case, you know, tzir and murias would be included in a neder against eating taris trufa.